Farmers Becoming Big Tweeters. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, more and more farmers and ranchers are using social media to help the public understand what they do on their operations and why. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
Social media hasn't just hit the mainstream. It's also hit the back roads and the back 40. Jeff Fowl is a fourth-generation farmer and rancher from Northern California, and social media has become an important part of his daily routine.
On Twitter, currently, I am almost at 23,000 followers, and on an average day, I reach between 900,000 and 1.3 million individuals. Of those, I expect approximately 30 to 40% actually see at least one of my tweets per day.
Fowl is president of the Ag Chat Foundation, a group that focuses on helping farmers and ranchers use social media technology to share their stories and make connections with people not involved with agriculture.
We have relied too long on having others share our story, and the face of the American farmer has been forgotten, and it's time to put that face back on the plate. And I think social media is one opportunity for us to make tremendous progress in overcoming that adversity.
Fowl tweets all sorts of things, what chores he's doing, photos of life on the farm, little known facts about agriculture. But he says social media is not just a one-way conversation. It also involves listening and building mutual respect and trust.
I communicate with environmentalists. I communicate with vegans. I communicate with artists, with singers, with any branch of society that you could think of. I look to learn from them, and I would hope that we could begin a dialogue and we could learn from each other. It's showing that we farmers and ranchers truly care about the stewardship of the land and the welfare of our animals.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Definitely more farmers using social media. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.